Lorna Dancy, the director of Truth and Reconciliation from the Otipemisiwak Métis government, joins me today to talk about the new partnership they've got with the Edmonton Oilers. Thank you so much for being here, Lorna.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you.
So thanks to this new partnership, the Edmonton Oilers, they say they're hoping to foster Indigenous youth participation in hockey. But tell us how this all came about.
It actually started quite a while ago. Last year, we had a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation event in Fort Saskatchewan, and where we featured the film, The Forgotten People, a documentary I put together 3 years ago. And while we were on that stage with some of the survivors that I interviewed in that documentary, we looked out into the crowd, and they all stood up and celebrated our survivors who were up on the stage. And we just saw this sea of orange and love and support. And after that, one of our survivors said she'd never felt so much support in her entire life all at once. And the shame that she'd carried, she left it on that stage and walked away from it. And after that moment, I thought, what other platforms can I provide our survivors with? And then immediately the Edmonton Oilers, because when you're a fan, you kind of, you're always thinking, the Oilers, right? I thought, I wonder if they would be willing to explore some initiatives with us. And I contacted them and they were very on it as soon as they received the email. And we had some meetings with Stuart and Tim and then Patrick. So those are the individuals that have been working with them on the initiatives. And one of those initiatives is the U9 Métis girls. They had access to the hockey camp in July. And to be honest with you, they wouldn't have had that opportunity if it wasn't for the generosity of the Oiler group.
Now, some people listening, you know, they might think, well, it's hockey. What does hockey have to do with anything? Why is something like this so important?
It's an outlet. We're looking for outlets. When I listen to our survivors, what does healing mean to them? And a lot of them talk about our youth and outlets for what they're going through, the intergenerational trauma. And as we all know, sports is a big outlet. And sometimes when you're in those really small communities and you don't have access to funding, even though those kiddos, you know, they have dreams of playing in the NHL, just like a lot of other children, we really want to provide that opportunity to them. Because now, to be honest, sports is a privilege. It's expensive and not everyone has access to those funds. And this partnership with the Edmonton Oilers has been so wonderful because they provided these girls with this opportunity and they were so happy and the parents were so happy and they were so thankful because their girls had an opportunity they never would have gotten otherwise.
So this happened over the summer and as you said, it was a real success. Does that mean something like this will become a regular thing?
I hope so. We kind of mentioned it, but you know, they're busy, we're busy, so we touch base with each other back and forth. And now we're, you know, talking about having an old style kind of heritage classic hockey game with the alumni group as well. So that's another initiative that we're in the talks of going forward with.
For youths that think they would like to be a part of this or a part of something that you've got going forward, how do they get their names into the running? How do they get chosen?
We had over 100 submissions and it was just pretty random. And those were the girls that were chosen. It was a chance of a lifetime for them. And they learned a lot of things that they wouldn't have. Also, it was all female coaching. So that was something that they were exposed to. All girls on their team, which was new to them. They talked about diversity. To see that the Oilers did teach diversity training, they also talked about food, you know, when your body is hungry, when it's full. So it was more than just hockey. There was so many other important factors that played into the camp, which was so rewarding for them.
You mentioned how expensive sports are. Are you hoping that maybe you can tie in with some of the other local sports clubs?
Absolutely. Most definitely. I'm going to continue reaching out to other organizations and see where this could take us. And, you know, hopefully across Alberta as well, not just in Edmonton.
Well, we'll put the story up on our website so those that want to know more can know more, ravenradio.ca. And we will continue to follow this. And hopefully you'll join us again and tell us about the next big event that happens.
Thank you so much.